Good evening, Patriots. So we're going to start here in a minute with one of the best. I just love Mike Lindell, and I was so privileged to have him on. And it's going to be, you're going to enjoy this interview. Mike is a great story of literally achieving the American dream with all odds against him. He's a devout Christian. He's just an amazing man, and he's going to tell his story for you. So you're going to enjoy that. The interview is about 39 minutes. But before we start tonight, I've had some interesting news that just was sent to me just a little bit ago. And so I'm just going to share this because, and I, like all things, we have to take things with discernment, and we have to, you have to decide for yourself. But here's what I was sent a little earlier today from somebody that I know, very connected to higher ups in Department of Defense. Just going to leave that. Okay. And it is realrawnews.com. Realrawnews.com. And what you're going to find there is, it's interesting. I'm just going to tell you, because its headline is Clinton Military Tribunal Day 5 Conviction, and they have Day 2, 3, 4, and probably Day 1. Now, what I have been told, and I'm telling you, I'm passing this along, what I have been told is this is the real deal. What I have been told is this was an authorized release by Department of Defense to begin a soft disclosure, to roll it out, and to let people start to move it through a organic process. So, if it's true, it'll be amazing. If it's not, then the person who's posting it better buckle up, because we're going to track him down and put his head in the toilet about 100 times, flush it for putting up a LARP. But being knowing who sent it to me, this is highly credible, in my opinion. I leave it at that. You can discern. That's what we do. We look, we analyze, we dig, we question. That's the way we do things. But it is a pretty bold move at this point in the game for someone to post this thing and to be a LARP. So there's a lot of, right at the very front, someone's taking a big risk if they're going to play a LARP like this. It's a really interesting read. It's just documented writing. There's no direct validations in there other than specific names that are used and specific testimonies that are quoted. I can verify to you that some time ago, there's some people that I know in my circles that were approached by members of the Department of Defense looking for private news sites to disclose truth, raw truth. So, again, yours to discern. Truth is one of those things to handle with care, but it would be remiss of me not to pass this along, especially considering who's just sent it. So pay attention to this site is what I'd say, and see how it develops over the next few days. But I think this is very interesting. And our SPIF Galactic Commander is researching this now. You can know that if our SPIF Galactic Commander's on it, they will find the truth, lightsaber in hand, and he'll cut them down. If they're not telling the truth, look out, because SPIF Galactic Commander is going to smack it. So again, the site is realrawnews.com. Realrawnews.com. Okay. On another bit of news, a couple of pieces of news tonight. The Bard's Fest will be in St. Louis. We have submitted our requests for dates. I will hopefully have those finalized by early next week. It will be in August. Buckle up. The venue that we've been offered is 50,000 people. It is going to be an event. We are working with some amazing folks that want this to be a national spiritual revival. So again, it's going to be big. God's moving on this in amazing ways. So get ready, Patriots. And the third bit of news, because everybody's been asking, where is the SPIF report? This is going to be an epic transition. We don't have the schedule set yet, but for the first time in the history of Bards FM, you're going to get a new voice. And the voice of the Spiff Report is going to be our Spiff Galactic Commander. He's going to lead it, and he's going to do it, and he's going to rock it. And if anybody doesn't show up to that report, I swear I will publicly shame you. So, we are going to push that so hard. It's going to be a big success because it's going to be massive. That's all I can say. All right, so before we begin, and one more time, check out realrawnews.com. Realrawnews.com. Enjoy the reads, but do it after the interview. Don't do it during, because then you won't get to listen to one of the best interviews we've had so far. We've had a lot of good ones this week. Man, I'm telling you, we're getting more, and it's exciting. Today, I interviewed Dr. Carrie Made. I'm going to be airing that instead of Expedition Cafe. I'm going to air that Sunday night. Monday, piece with Jim Pugh and I. There's a second piece. I might put that up on Tuesday, but by Wednesday, so there'll be Jim Pugh and I. Then there's an interview coming up with Juan O'Savin next week. And then we've got Jim Pugh and I again. So you get Jim Pugh and I twice and then Juan O'Savin. Yeah, we're going to make it rain, Patriots. Making it rain. That's what we do. That's what we do here. We don't mess around. All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of coming together to assemble, to listen to the many voices out here speaking truth and raising hearts and hopes and realigning our strength in you. We ask for your blessings and the continued guidance in all that we do to open our hearts and minds to hear clearly these messages that are so important in a time of war against our spirit and against our soul. We know that with you, Lord, the strength in you, we can stand to this evil and nothing can defeat us. So give us that strength to stand boldly as David's in this fight. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. All right, Patriots. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Mr. My Pillow Patriot. Oh, wait a minute. I do have something else to say. Sorry. Hold on. I just put you right on the edge of the pillow and you're like, what are you doing to me, Bards? Yeah, I know. That's okay. Don't worry. We'll get to it in just a moment. The new site that Mike Lindell is launching is Frank Speech, S-P-E-C-H, frankspeech.com. That's going to go live next week. And we're going to be over there helping them push it. And we're going to put all the podcasts are going to go there as well. So we're going to have that over there. We're going to be part of Frank Speech, okay? Yep. And there's a rumor going around too, which you might want to pay attention to. And it's a rumor that MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell's MyPillow, might start advertising here with Bards. I think that'd be pretty cool. I'll tell you right now. And if you listen to the end of the interview, there's another little nugget down there that you're going to discover that Mike is going to commit to something if he has time, and I think you'll like that too. So stay tuned. You got to hang to the end of that one. I'm not going to give that one to you. That's at the end of the interview. You leave early, you don't get the truth. So stick around to the end. All right. Okay, Patriots, without further ado, let me introduce to you Mr. Mike Lindell. Mike, I want to tell you what an honor it is to have you on the show. You are one of these people that I think exemplifies what the American spirit is and what it is to be an entrepreneur. And in addition to all the things you're putting up with the left that's constantly trying to cancel you, can you just kind of give us just a brief look about yourself and how you got to where you are right now?
Well, I got a book out now. It's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. My life real quick. It goes, my parents divorced when I was 7. That was in 1968, and divorces weren't common. And I was put into a school, a brand new, a new school for me. And I was the only kid from a broken home. So it felt like an outcast that I didn't fit in. And as it progresses there, I end up getting into different addictions and cocaine in the 80s. And I think I look back now, a lot of it, I look back where I think addiction has is so much to do with your childhood, whether it's trauma or it could be father wounds, not fatherlessness, a lot of different things. And anyway, I got into cocaine in the 80s, and I ended up getting married, but blessed with four kids and a wife. We are very functioning addicts. I think people misconstrue addiction where they go, oh, that's just a guy in the street that's all homeless. No, functioning addicts are everywhere. And no matter how many forks you eat with, from zero to four forks and everything in between, addiction affects everyone. And I was always an entrepreneur, different things I did. I had my sister flooded a third story building, an apartment complex once, and I became a carpet cleaner. So it was always a kind of a problem solution. And then I got into restaurant. I wasn't given money. So it was, I had to do it a lot of hard work, and I ended up with, but I got into a bar business where I had one bar for 13 years, which wasn't a good place for an addict, but I ended up selling that, and a couple things happened kind of all at once. I got into crack cocaine in the early 2000s, and about the time I had to sell the bar, which was 2003, and I always look at that and going, it was terrible, devastating at the time. So many friends, and it was by no, I didn't want to sell it. There was a series of things that happened where I had to sell. So it was devastating at the time, but I look back now, obviously, and it had to happen. And and I ended up inventing my pillow in 2004. It took about a year, a little over a year, I guess, with all the different things. I dove into that, but I had a parallel track with addiction going on with all my addictions from gambling to crack cocaine and other. I ended up getting, real quick on that, I ended up getting divorced in 2007. I had a lot of betrayal. When I invented my pillow, I was turned down everywhere by all the box stores, and which has kind of come full circle now. It's kind of strange. It led up to January 16, 2009. And at that time, I was just doing home shows and fairs. By January 16, 2009, it was just, there was just a little dot where, just like my pillow was just a little blip on the radar. And actually earlier that year, the drug dealers even did an intervention on me. And that's kind of an interesting story. They came out of the room. I was living downtown Minneapolis. I came out of the room there were all three of the biggest drug dealers standing there, and they go, what are you guys doing? You know each other? And they go, we're cutting you off. You've been up for 14 days. And I said, what is this, an intervention? They said, call it whatever you want, Mike. And two of them left, and one of them, I guess, went and got the word out on the street. But about 2:30 in the morning, the last guy finally fell asleep, and I was out of crack and headed down to the streets, and I couldn't buy it anywhere. I was turned down everywhere. I came back upstairs, and he handed me, he says, man, you've been telling us this pillow thing is just a platform for God, and you're going to come back and quit someday and help us all out of this addiction world we're living in, and we're not going to let you die on us. And he said, he took a picture. He said, here, you're going to need that for that book you've been telling us you're going to write someday. Well, interestingly enough, with that, with my Lindell Recovery Network, it's come full circle, and two of those guys work for me now are born again Christians. But to kind of fast forward up to where we're at, when I came out of January 16, 2009, by the grace of God, I quit everything. It was the last day I ever used. It was like coming out of a dream, because I looked around me, my friends were losing their, houses. I had already lost mine, but we had a president giving money to an evil empire, just all this stuff going on. And I'm going, wow, what did I miss? I was never into politics. I didn't know anything about politics. I didn't know a conservative from a liberal, from a Democrat to a Republican. I didn't know anything. But I started learning, and all these things that had come into play here, I'm going, where did this come from? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Well, then in the summer of 2016, I was reached out to, my company. We did an infomercial in 2011. I told my family and friends, I said, let's all pool our money. I said, nobody will take my pillow, and no box stores, no shopping channels or anything. I said, you guys, I said, let's pool our money. We'll do an infomercial. It's going to be the biggest infomercial ever. It's going to be huge. And I didn't know infomercials are just to get into the box stores and that they fail, or you're just branding basically. Well, I didn't know that, but I was also told by all the naysayers, you need an actor and you need to do this and do that. And I just wanted to do it the way I'd done at those home shows and with a real audience and make it real for people. Well, the night before when we were doing our reads, this producer from Hollywood was there, and he texted the other guy. He said, this is the worst guy I've ever seen. He'll never make it on TV. And it was really hard to do it. I was very, because I couldn't talk very good in front of the camera, but we took the teleprompter down. We just did it naturally. And it launched October 7, 2011 in the middle of the night. And I had like 10 employees, and 40 days later, I had 500 employees. And, my pillow, I mean, there was this big need for a pillow this patented pillow. But then, like I say, to get it up to where I'm at now, the 2015, I had a dream I would be with Donald Trump in a room. It was like an office. And I'm going, wow, what would I have to do with Donald Trump? And I'd never met him before. And I was an ex-crack addict from Minnesota. Well, a month later, he announces he's running for president. And then during that whole next year, a whole bunch of divine appointments happened for me, like going to the National Prayer Breakfast and being picked out of 12 people to pray with Ben Carson in a room. And one of the guys said, a couple of you are going to become great friends and change the course of history. Well, Ben and I are great friends right now. And this is back when he was running for president. Well, then in the summer of 2016, I was on an airplane, and Donald Trump had sent me an email. I had actually said a little prayer in the front of the pulpit. I said, Lord, what do I have to do with Donald Trump? I said, I know I've seen this in a dream. And at that exact moment in time, my phone dinged and it said, Mike, this is Donald Trump. Will you meet me in Trump Tower in New York City? And so that meeting came to fruition on August 15, 2016. And it was just him and I. We talked about 35 minutes. He asked me about, he says, Mike, you always wear your cross on TV. Are you a Christian? I said, yes, Mr. Trump. And this is a divine appointment. And I found out in a hurry why he had invited me there. We talked about, he was going to bring the jobs back. He asked me how the manufacturing doing, how it works here. How it is here myself with my pillow and all my employees I have. And he says, yeah, I'm going to bring them back. And I told him, me being an ex-crack addict, I'm going to have this recovery network. And he says, yeah, and I'm going to stop the drugs pouring in. And it was just a business, kind of like a businessman to businessman. And it was just amazing. I walked out of there and I go, wow, he's going to be the greatest president ever. It was such a problem solution thing. And I talked to his employees, and it was like talking to, his best friends. They all said great things about him. They all talked that he's a great leader, great boss, had done something for him personally. Now, I went back to Minnesota, and I got back to Minnesota, and I couldn't wait to tell everyone. I was the media's darling. I mean, in 2016, I could tell them, hey, I'm going to put on a new part of my business, and they'd all be there, all ABC, NBC, and they'd all be there with their cameras and questions and being made in the USA and all these employees and all the great things that my addiction network and everything. Well, I went back there and I did a press release that I had met Donald Trump, and we had had a meeting, and here's, this presidential candidate. And I thought, wow, they don't want to hear about it, Well, it was crickets. And then the attack started. They absolutely attacked. I thought they were real people. And there was like horrific things. They called me a racist. They called me everything you could think of. And I realize now they were bot. Most of them are bots and trolls that are paid hit groups to attack companies and people. And that was my first taste of bots and trolls. But it was horrible at the time, because we were trying to defend against them and do everything we could. And employees were taking the phones are wondering why these, and emails and social media, everyone attacking me. Well, the Better Business Bureau went from an A+ to an F. I mean, just because they said I ran my ads too long, my 2-for-1 special. But it turned out it was political, just a corrupt organization like truthandadvertising.org. So that was the first taste we had of the bots and trolls and the attacks. But you want me to keep going?
These are great, Mike. Seriously, what I would like to know is just kind of your strategy here. You have faced an unbelievable onslaught. It's not like you're a major chain across the world and you don't have necessarily the resources of, say, the pharmaceutical-backed companies we have today, but you're standing up and winning. I think that's one of the greatest inspirations of all of this.
Well, here's what happened then. So then, you know, I was attacked again in this last spring, about a year ago. I spoke at the Rose Garden, and I spoke out. I was invited there for these other manufacturers that we were helping make masks for right away during this pandemic, this China virus. We were making masks. And so we were invited to the White House by the president, and I went up there, and I spoke out. I said, we need to spend time reading our Bibles, getting in the world, spending time with our families. And boy, you'd think I committed a crime. I was attacked again by the bots and trolls and by the left. And I didn't understand it. Then it happened again last summer when a guy brought me what he said would help for the vaccine. It would help that. So that was it there. Well, then I've always been all in for Donald Trump. And we went through the election cycle. And now what happened was on January 9th, I hadn't been attacked like this, but on January 9th, I got a piece of evidence that was different, and it was that it was with these machines. And since that day, I did not back down. I have been attacked by the over 20 some retailers have dropped me and dropped my pillow because they were attacked. I've been having articles done on me by the Daily Mail over in UK where they did a hit job article on me and attacking basically my Lindell Recovery Network. And then all these major attacks. But for me, what I did, you know, having the evidence, I'm not backing down where these machines got to come down. This election's got to be looked at because you can't live in the future unless you address the biggest cyber crime in history. And this crime against humanity. And I've right now my strategy. I put out a movie, Absolute Proof, that was 100% evidence of all this that I've been like an information gathering. Now I've spent millions of dollars to do my own investigation, get my do everything I could do with other groups that are working on that. We worked on this, and God has blessed me. Just all this evidence came to me that I was brought in, and I've had people on the ground that I've hired. Retained to validate the evidence. Well, so now after that, what I'm doing now then is no courts will take this. The Supreme Court didn't take anything, but this has never been seen. And some of this came up even 2 weeks ago and with this election. And what I'm doing now is I came out with scientific proof. This is all on LindellTV.com. I came out with scientific proof, and we filmed about 2 weeks ago, Absolute Interference. Now this comes out next Tuesday. But what I did is I launched my social media platform, which is called frankspeech.com. You can all go and get a VIP pass right now, except if you're overseas, you will not be able to get on until Monday morning at 9 a.m. when we're launching that Central Time, Monday morning Central Time at 9 a.m. And that's, and it's going to be, it's frankspeech.com. It's like a combination between Twitter and YouTube. And what we're doing, all the influencers are coming there, all these influencers that are afraid to talk about anything right now. The way things are right now with this cancel culture, Dominion, we even came after they sued myself and my pillow. Now, why they sued my pillow, I have no idea, but my pillow is going to be suing them back and for this First Amendment right, which is, They did lawsuits, used lawsuits to threaten and scare people from talking. And that includes networks, that includes journalists, that includes them all. So I have a big lawsuit coming out where even Alan Dershowitz has been hired by me to with my other lawyers because he said it'll be the biggest case for free speech and First Amendment right ever. It's going to be historical. And we're doing that, and then we're going to dump evidence. I'm going to dump it. I'm just going to dump evidence from over the next 4 weeks And as we dump it, everyone in the world's going to see all the evidence. Everyone's going to see everything. And basically, it's going to, okay, if courts won't look at this, we're going to do trial for everyone out there, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. You're going to want to see this, and you're going to be very, very concerned that China, that was attacking, and this isn't even the Democrats in there. This is socialism and communism. And this, once we go to 4 or 5 weeks of this, then we are going to bring it. It'll be brought before the Supreme Court. There's going to be all kinds of major, major surprises in here. People coming forward. If you tune in Tuesday to frankspeech.com, if you join, you know, on Monday we're going over all the First Amendment stuff, and we're going to have guests on, influencers that have been, their voices have been suppressed. And then on Tuesday, we're going to, by the way, on Monday between 9 and 10 Central Time, we're going to have a huge breaking news, never anywhere in the world. This brand new news that's going to break there. On Tuesday, I'm actually going to show the movie Absolute Interference, but we're going to talk about E-section, and I'm going to have the experts that validated the evidence from Absolute Proof, the guys that were there, their faces are going to be blocked out. I have whistleblowers. I have people that are going to flip that were part of it that are going to. So all this evidence, we're just going to let the people be the judge. And I want to have a petition. Call it what you were, a petition. And where everyone, we're going to have like these polls going where everyone can just, as soon as you've seen enough, where you're 100%, they can check in and say, yes, I see this 100%. We're kind of going to bring the case to the people. And then when we get a couple hundred million on there, whatever it is, because the whole world's going to see this, then it's going to get to the Supreme Court. And they're going to, I believe they're going to pull it down 9-0. And we are going to, what are they going to do with that? I don't know. But this is going to stop, I knew going forward, any country, any place that uses a machine, by the time they see all this, will never, ever, ever want them used in their elections, ever. In the movie, we have too, we have all these Democrats from previous years, the last couple of years, that warned of the machines, including my own, one of my own senators in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. These guys, all the Democrats were warning of these machines being used, that they could, they thought that they were going to lose the elections because of it. There was a movie called Kill Chain on HBO. And then just this morning, Adam Schiff, they were on Morning Joe, I guess, a couple of one guy that said that was the safest election or the most secure election ever. Well, both of them were talking about the biggest threat to the United States was China in cyber war. And I said, guys, it's a little too late. It already happened. You might have missed that a couple of months ago. Hello.
That's about true. I'll tell you, the amazing part about this is how much you have inspired patriots. And I think for me, and why this whole story is continues to go back to the American spirit, is you've never accepted defeat. You just, every time they hit you, you just come back twice as hard and throw all in. That's just in your spirit, Mike. Is it also, is there any other way to fight? I guess I would say it that way.
Well, there's a couple of things here. One is, you know, I'm the American dream on steroids. And if we're going to lose all this, we've got to all, you know, get out there and fight for our freedoms and what they're doing. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, this is all of us together. And for me, I don't have any fears. I mean, I gave my life to Jesus in February 18, 2017. And when I surrendered there, I didn't have any, I don't have any more fear. I fear the Lord. That's it. So it's like, to me, I know because of what the stuff, the evidence is there, and that this is real 100%, not 92%, not 99.9999, 100%. This happened, and I would never give up. But I do know this is, I believe that this all had, I believe God has his hand in all of this, which he does, and that this is the way it had to go down. Because right now, what you're seeing is they had a poll out, the Democrats 30-some percent, Republicans 70-some percent, and Independents 51%. They all believe that this happened, this attack happened, this fraudulent election. And when we, all this happening now and people being able to see. I said this the other day on TV. I said, you know, if you're a college student that went to college the last few decades here in the United States, I hope you're seeing now that socialism isn't just having a cup of coffee socializing with your friend. This is serious stuff. Socialism that led to communists, it flipped our country on its head in 1 year. Back in Venezuela, they did it and took a couple years and when the machines first came in there, and they were gone in 2 years. And they every country, there are so many countries out there that I've talked to that have called me, and these are higher people up in politics too, and they're very afraid because their countries too have machines that they can be hacked by other countries or parties within the country. Down tickets, up tickets, side tickets, don't matter. And what I believe now, because everybody's seeing what is going on here in this country, that what's going to happen is we're going to look back sometime and we're going to look back and we're going to see that all this had to happen because it's when all this happened, it woke people. And then I believe it's going to manifest out there to this great place we're going to end up, this great uniting of everybody. And once again, we will be one nation under God. It'll be the greatest revival in history. And this is what this all had to happen. Otherwise, you continue to have division and have all this. And I believe that's what the communists are. I believe that the CCP coming in here, the whole thing was to try and divide everybody in this. And they're just like slow boiling us, like, but they've accelerated it real fast, like boiling a frog. But now it's just, we got to take all this now. When you talk about packing the Supreme Court and doing all these things and the stuff that's going on, the first thing they do is take away all the union jobs. That's not the Democrat Party. That's my friends and I, or the friends that I have that are Democrats. They go, no Democrat Party would do some of the things going on. And I said, well, that's because you didn't vote for them. You had China did all your voting for you. So that's where I'm at on that. I believe we're in the greatest movie, one of the greatest inside of a movie. And we're in, you know, I think we're going to be part of history where this changes everything for the better. Everything's going to change for the better.
You and I share that belief completely, Mike. And I think that's what's fantastic is that we're at this point right now where people are being forced literally to go through almost what would be called a near-death experience of the country. But in so doing, really realizing how important what they have is. I mean, I think a lot of this is we don't appreciate our faith. We don't appreciate what God gives us until we're put through those trials. What are your thoughts there?
100%. You know, I was with a guy and he was a guy I just met. It was about a year and a half ago. And he was talking and him and I were talking and he said, you know, Mike, he said, people don't look for hope unless something's going bad. And they certainly don't look to God unless things are going bad. When things are going good, you don't see that. He goes, I believe it would take the Great Depression to bring our country back to God. And I said, no, I said, the Great Depression, people were praying. I believe they had God, but they were praying for food and shelter and stuff. I said, we have something better than that. Now, this is what I told him then. I said, we have addiction. I said, addiction, people are praying for their souls. It's affected everyone. You know, addiction was gone rampant and everywhere. And I said, they're all looking for hope. And that hope is God, is Jesus. And I said, that's a tool. I told him at that time, I said, addiction will be a great tool to bring people to God. And he said, yeah, that makes sense. Well, then along came something even better than addiction when you want as a tool. Look, we get thrown a China virus. Then we get thrown this takeover by them. I mean, where we're at now, I don't care who you are. You're looking for hope. My home state, I haven't been back there, and now it's all going crazy again back there in Minnesota. But I, you know, the stuff that's happened and where we're at now as a country and people, I've talked to my friends that are not, you know, they're just Democrats or traditional Democrats, and they're going, this is scary stuff. And it's exactly right what you said there. You know, this had to happen. If they would have found, I said, it's a miracle that people didn't turn this election and do their jobs, the legislatures and all the secretaries of states and all the, you know, everyone that was supposed to, the governors, all these people that were supposed to do their jobs and flip this back to Donald Trump, the election, and just with the stolen or the dead people that voted, the non-residents, I have all those numbers, and none of them ever got to court. No, they looked at it, they go, you know, basically, so what? We're going to count them. Look at what the president got on with Brad Raffensperger from Georgia, and he listed off. He says, you can't count these, and these, and we only lost by 11,000. When are you going to give us the numbers? And it just sat there. It's like, no, we're not going to. We're taking it. But if that would have happened, we wouldn't be. If that would have happened, they would have flipped it back to Donald Trump. Now, it would have been the biggest. It would have been chaos. It would have been, and it would have been the right thing. But by doing it this way, now people get to see that the machine fraud, which would have, if believe me, if they would have flipped it back, we'd have never known about this new evidence, the stuff that came out in January. And now, and some of the stuff I'm putting out there next week just came out 2 weeks ago. This new Dr. Frank out of Ohio, he found something completely. It's like having these, if you had a, you know, you have a three-prong cord that goes into an outlet. Imagine having a million prongs and it has to fit in this outlet. Well, that's what this does. It fits perfect. And then you've got another piece over here that also fits perfect. So everything validates one another, and you can't change the proof that's there. It's mathematically impossible, but yet we have the actual cyber proof and footprints. So it's I think everybody's needed to see this so we can unite as a country. And I think I'm going to tell you another thing. Since I was never into politics, I was like a kid with a blank slate when I came out of addiction and didn't know anything about it. I'll tell you what I know now. Politicians and politics affect everything we do, whether we like it or not. Everything. And I will say this. Of all the politicians I've met on both sides, I've met both sides. I mean, people don't get it. I advertise on all the stations, too. You're Fox News, you're CNN, you're MSNBC. People always think that, oh, I'm right over here. I'll tell you one thing. A Republican asked me before this last election, can you do a donor event, Mike? Can you do a donor event for me? I said, absolutely not. I said, you're pro-choice. They go, no, I'm right in the middle. I said, what do you have, kill a baby? I said, what is wrong with you? I said, here would be the headlines. Mike Lindell goes against his Christian values to back a Republican. My faith comes first, and I will tell you this. Politicians that I have met either have, most of them, I'd say 90-some percent, either have a political agenda, and they make all their decisions based on which party they're in, or they have a personal agenda, which means something they're doing, maybe compromise, whatever. But it seems to be one of them, too, because they're certainly not making decisions for the people. I know one person that did that, and that was Donald Trump. Decisions he would make, problem, solution, but he knew what was going to manifest, how it was going to manifest out to help everyone, not just a party. He had to pick a party when he ran. You know, I think everybody, you know, he had to pick a party. You know, he had problems with both parties. And you know, you look at the Republican Party, all the corruption that's stuck up there, like your Brian Kemp's and your Brad Raffensperger's and all these people that reared their head. And it's just sad that, you know, that they all turned. But in a way, it's just a blessing because they all showed who they are. And then when we get through this, your politicians are going to have to be politicians that are for the people. And we will then once again be the beacon of light to the world and show everyone what a country can be when it's ran by people, or when it's ran with a government that is governed for the people.
That's well said. I'd like you to talk a little bit about your new website or your new platform, frankspeech.com. I actually got on it while you were talking and it registered. So I'm anxious to hear what this vision is and where this is going to go.
Right. Well, this is a platform. It's been working on 4 years, but it's like a Twitter, YouTube. Your YouTube is your, kind of like your Twitter account. There's nothing like it out there. I will say this. I designed it to get the, like all the influencers that have been dropped. They have been dropped, kicked off of YouTube, kicked off of Vimeo, kicked off of Facebook. When I put out Absolute Proof Facebook put a sign over it that said contains nudity and profanity. So you have all these things going on to suppress our free speech. So this platform, I'm bringing all the influencers over, the podcasters, the radio, the TV, the print, bringing them over there, and they're not going to be able this platform is not, they're not going to be able to take us off of, you know, with our service, because I bought all my own. I have my own cloud. I have all these things that I bought, and people, the IT people said, I said, is there anything else that can make this more secure? And they said, well, you could get two of these and one of these. I go, well, then give me four of those and six of those. I wanted to have it. One I never had that wanted to be reliant on your Amazons, your Apples, or your Googles of the world. So we won't have to worry about the platform being taken down, and it will be able to handle capacity. Right now they said up to 1 billion people, and I'm going to add on to that. I just don't want it ever to be broken, and it's secure. Right now, if you all go there, and you, like I said, you can't sign up for overseas yet until Monday morning when we launch at 9 a.m. Central Time. But over here in the U.S., you can sign up now for early access. It's a VIP pass. All you're doing is putting your phone number in. And the reason we're just asking for your phone number, I don't want to do emails right now because I very much want to try and keep it free of bots and trolls and attacks. And that will help somewhat. We're going to get attacked beyond anything. But I believe the steps I put in are going to help prevent that, a lot of that. And then we're launching. By the way, the VIP pass will get you. You'll be able to go in there Saturday and Sunday or the weekend, and you'll be exclusive to go in there and set your stuff up, explore, do whatever you want to do, make comments, everything. And then when we launch on Monday morning at 9 a.m., for one thing, in the first hour, we're going to be live streaming. I'm going to live stream for 48 hours. It's going to be called a Frankathon. And we are bringing on all the people that haven't been able to talk out there that have been, you know, if you talk about the vaccine, or if you talk about the borders, if you talk about the election fraud, if you say the word Dominion, any of these things, you get penalized, put in the penalty box at a lot of other platforms. So these podcasters and stuff, a lot of them rely on that for their income. I know so many of my friends have lost their livelihood. One of them had 14 employees, and he said something about the border condition, what was going on, and he got taken down for 14 days on YouTube, and his 14 employees, another, that was their biggest income. But so everyone's going to be over there, and then we're going to have what it is, your YouTube, your channel becomes your Twitter. You'll be able to comment on everything. We're not going to let people live stream the first week. Like I say, I'm being very careful with the launch, so that we don't get the bots and trolls and we don't get attacked where we can and do it. But it's going to be a platform of free speech. It's going to be a platform of free speech. But what I mean by that is we're defining what free speech is. We went back to our founding fathers, and we took a different court case, Supreme Court and everything, and we found things which define free speech. And it's basically, when it comes down to it, it's almost your Ten Commandments. If it goes against that, I mean, you're not going to, obviously you couldn't walk into a room and say, I'm going to kill you. You know, that would not be free speech. If things are putting pornography or things, up on there, that's your normal things that you can't put up there. And we're not going to let people put up, you know, swear words, at least four that I could think of, the N-word, C-word, F-word, and we're not going to let you use God's name in vain. It's very simple. But anyone can come on there. I don't care if you're left, right, whatever, and you come on there. We need to go back to where journalists can be journalists again, and people can talk about the issues if there is. People have to realize, like this election, there's only one truth. Either it happened or it didn't. There's nothing in between. There's nothing in between. And the vaccines, when you talk about those things, okay, the vaccines, they're not FDA approved. And we've been told by our government that they were FDA approved. Well, then there's things like that. Well, then can you tell us what's in them? You know, let's see what's in them. Let's hear both sides or whatever. Because I actually have people that are friends of mine that are going to take it. I would never take it in a million years. I think it's mark of the beast. That's my personal opinion. Well, these people, since they're going to take it, I'd like to know what's in it and which one, is there one better than another and stuff like that. But you can't find that because of the bias that's out there in the media now and people not being able to speak their mind.
Well, Mike, this is fantastic and it's inspiring. I will plan on joining your site and I'd like to get as many people over there as possible. We've been doing a lot of these topics, the vax topics and the contentious topics about the election. So this is a fantastic news for patriots. So I want to thank you personally for all of that. I'm looking at your time and you're kind of down to the last little bit of your time. Before we close out, do you have any final thoughts for patriots?
Everyone should just keep the faith, do your part, keep praying, but also get on Frank. The biggest thing everyone can do is get on to this frankspeech.com and go spread out far and wide the information that's going to come out of there, especially with the election, because the whole world depends on what happens here with this with these machines and the stuff that went on and that they, but to spread the information, because right now for the last 2 months everyone has not either not been able to talk about it or they've been their voice has been completely destroyed, just like they tried to destroy mine with all the box stores. They've tried to destroy my pillow. They tried to destroy me. So if everybody is speaking out and at least getting educated here, which is this is why Frank's such a big thing. I tell your friends, family about it, whatever. It's a platform that's going to help us our First Amendment rights so we don't lose. If we lose our free speech, if we lose our voice, it's over. I mean, then, you don't have people out there. That's the first thing they tried to smash was our voices. But I just want everyone to keep the faith because we are going to get through this and it's going to be glorious when we do. And we're going to look back and say it all had to happen. And by the way, as we get into it a week or two out here, we'll start having things for other people, what you can do and what different things people can get involved in. Because there's so many people out there that want to help, but they just don't know. They just don't have any guidance.
These are all just great words. So a couple last things. I'm just going to let you know, we're planning what I would call a national revival. It's a Bard's Fest. It's going to be in August. We're fixing the date now in St. Louis. I would love to have you there to speak. We have some pastors coming from all over the nation. It's going to be 3.5 days of family and patriots coming together to worship this country and God. And so I hope maybe we can get you there to talk. It would be a huge honor.
If I can make it, I absolutely will. And, We'll connect offline here and we'll get you on board with being an influencer, Frank, with your podcast. And then you can give me those dates and I would love to do it if I can.
That's fantastic. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to close with a prayer.
Yes, that would be great.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this blessed time that we've had to talk to one of the great American patriots who fights this fight with you in his heart, and to stand boldly with Christ, to stand back against this dark and this evil. Lord, continue to bless Mike with all that he does and all of the businesses that he has to continue to press forward, not only to help those in need, to give voice to those that have no voice, to love his neighbor, to carry your word in that light of Christ in all people's lives, to break through that darkness and to free them from this yoke of slavery. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen.
I agree in Jesus' name. Thank you for having me on, and God bless you and everyone out there. And we will get through this. It's going to be amazing.
So, patriots, that was our favorite MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Love this guy. He's awesome. He's super energetic. Everything in his life, he's had to work for. Mike is a true patriot. And just so I say it, at some point, we're going to be advertising my pillows. And I will assure you, I'm going to ask Mike at some point if we can get what it's going to take to get a custom Bard's pillow. I'll do it because that would be cool. But here's the other thing. And I mean this, that left, the left that, you know, you think about every time you flush the toilet, that left. Yeah. The lizard heads. Okay. Just keep in mind that this great man who has gone through so much in his life, who has literally stood up against them, they still are trying to put him out of business. So I'll tell you what you need to do for Christmas gifts and what you need to do for birthday gifts and what you need to do all the time. Buy my pillow. Get that stuff out there, man. Get this, fire this business up. Make it the biggest pillow. And if you're living in another country and you're a patriot, buy my pillow. It's that simple. It's American made. You'll be proud of it. You can walk around your neighborhood carrying your pillow in your arms. You can say, I bought a my pillow for Mr. Pillow. You know, it's pretty good when you snuggle up to the, you're gonna snuggle up to your phone listening to Bard's podcast. What are you gonna snuggle up with? My pillow. See, you gotta just be creative. By the way, Patriots tonight on the chat. For those of you that aren't on the chat, they were coming up with an idea of a Bard's pillow that smelled like bacon. Not going to do that, Patriots. It's a good idea, but it's not going to work. Can't have a bacon-smelling pillow. Sorry, can't happen. But anyway. So, Mike Lindell, an amazing Patriot, an amazing man. I think I'm going to do everything I can to make sure we can get him there to Bard's Fest. That's awesome. We're waiting to hear more about the influencer program. They already sent us the information, so hopefully we'll be over there next week. And we'll be promoting frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. It's really the first major alternative. You know, and like Mike said, they told him he needed two or three of those things, and he's like, give me four and give me six. He doubles down and fights like a patriot. I'm telling you. Everything against him, and he stands up and still kicks him in the throat. And then he smiles and says, you can't beat me because I got Jesus in my heart, which is good. That's awesome. So keep up the prayers for Mike. Make sure we keep up the support for Mike. We want his business to be so big that he's just going to have to beg us not to buy any more pillows. He'll be like, stop, Patriots. Stop, please. We can't make enough pillows for you. We'll be like, give us more, Mike, more pillows. And this time, give us a Bard's pillow. That's what we want, a Bard's pillow. It's excellent. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. He's a great man. So much respect for him. Has overcome all odds, and he should be an inspiration to everybody. And the best thing about Mike is that he is such a positive person, never gives up. So for those of you that are still fence riding or trying to fence waddle or whatever you want to call it, get it together. You know, I don't know what it's going to take. If you have a hard time having faith, talk to your neighbor, get a cattle prod, and have them zap you in the butt, get you off that fence. That'll work. It's time to start getting down hard with your prayers and the faith and what it's going to take to rock this nation, because God's moving. Don't kid yourself. God's moving in big ways. And he's shaking the world, and he's not going to lose. This, like David told Goliath, this is the Lord's fight, and you defamed the Lord. So I'm paraphrasing. Basically, you're gonna take it hard. And when I get through with you, I'm going to cut off your head, and I'm going to feed your body to the birds and the beasts. Okay, that's what we're going to do to this deep state. And I mean it. It's a spiritual warfare. They're trying to destroy this genome of humanity. So here's my statement. Bring it. Bring it. We're the Lord's army, and this is the Lord's fight. And at the end of the day, we're going to behead that beast like Goliath and feed its body to the birds and the beasts. That's the way it goes. So, I will be back this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always remember to keep your prayers up. God is powerful, more powerful than we can possibly imagine. I read an interesting headline the other day. It was really profound. It was from a psychologist, patriot, kind of a agnostic person, but his comment was, the concept of Jesus Christ is frightening, if not nightmarish. And what he was getting at, which was interesting, is that if we really embrace the power of all that represents, every one of us better be on our knees. True statement right there. Love it. Honest truth. So let's pray together each day. We pray together each night. We do that just as a routine. Our prayers are up. We are going to heal this nation. We are going to unite this nation, and we are going to win, win, win. That's what we do. We just don't ever stop winning. Remember one last thing. I've been reading it tonight. It's good reads. I don't, you know, I can't tell you 100%, but I'm telling you, RealRawNews.com. RealRawNews.com. I'll talk about it again in a little bit. I'm reading through it. It's pretty bold if it's a lie. If it's a LARP, it would be a very dangerous LARP to do at this point in the game. So like I said, I know who sent it to me. That person has been accurate, highest level of integrity. I have no reason to doubt it, But for the sake of being truly transparent, it's what it is. You have to take it, read it, decide for yourself. That's what we do. Most importantly, though, don't just turn your back on it. These are interesting times and things are happening. So keep your prayers up. Remember, God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, always, no matter what happens, God will win. Let's be there at the finish line with him. I'll see you in a little bit. Until then, or until the next time, thanks for tuning in tonight. God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.